United States Division South, Iraq moves toward a new future, troops watch themselves, and a soldier sees a miracle through the internet. Those stories coming up, but first, as Operation Iraqi Freedom draws closer to its conclusion, Gail McKay reports how Iraq finds itself in transition.
Iraq is on the move, politically, economically, militarily. This beleaguered nation is set to turn a corner where many hope the only way to go is forward.
You see markets growing, you see agricultural growing, you see all kinds of activity. The other thing is there's better security. We have an opportunity in Iraq that we might never get again. We have the opportunity to have it where it will add to stability in the Middle East.
For U.S. forces Iraq, missions are based on advise and assist. Combat operations are almost a thing of the past.
We don't have a battle space. They do. We're here to support them.
Support focused on strengthening stability, grounded in relationships.
Otherwise, Iraq will not be built. So it is very, very, very important.
Governance is taking shape, especially at the regional and district levels. Intellectual capital is being cultivated. National assets are generating income. Local resources are cultivating dreams.
Our vegetables here in Iraq, we cover in all Iraq, and we feed all the Iraqis from our vegetables, not from Syria or Iran. This is my dream.
How Iraq uses their potential will determine its character for the foreseeable future. Operation Iraqi Freedom is soon to close, and the challenges that still exist will be missions for Operation New Dawn.
How Iraq integrates itself regionally and internationally, that will ultimately determine success. But we've given them that opportunity.
Gil McCabe, Iraq.
Many soldiers remember those early years of Iraq through memories or photos. Sergeant Chris Urbano tells us how one infantry company can remember that time by simply watching the movie made about their first deployment.
Soldiers gathering to watch a movie in their downtime may seem like a normal activity, except when the soldiers watching the movie are also starring in it. Current and former soldiers of Baker Company 115 Infantry came together to view the documentary made about their last deployment to Iraq. The company conducted combat operations for 15 months southeast of Baghdad to secure al-Qaeda-controlled land, which is vastly different than the advise and assist mission U.S. forces have now. The film allows other soldiers and people around the world to get an unfiltered look at deployment life and the soldiers that experience it.
They get to see from our side of the story what we actually get to do, and I wish every single soldier had a little hammer cam, came in there so they can make their own movie and have their own side of the story. That way I can relate my deployment with their deployment.
Baker Company soldiers can watch how they completed their mission and brought security to their sector while improving relations with local Iraqis.
The locals' attitudes towards us changed greatly for the better from the beginning to the end of deployment. We did make a really good change, and we helped the people a lot last deployment.
The soldiers took a minute to look back at their accomplishments from last deployment before returning their focus to the current mission. Sergeant Chris Urbano, Contingency Operating Site Echo.
15 soldiers with the 12th Combat Aviation Brigade are getting a head start at becoming better non-commissioned officers. The Future Leadership Course draws from the Warrior Leadership Course, but is taught by senior NCOs.
I've learned through this class, and now I have a good enough understanding of that. I'm not afraid to at least pursue it to learn more.
The four-day course doesn't replace WLC. It's made to supplement it. Troops often miss special times with family because of deployments. But one soldier in Iraq shared an unforgettable moment with his wife back home.
Are you ready, baby? I'm so proud of you, baby. I love you. So I got to see my son being born without actually being there.
Oh, I am. I can.
Oh, let me see him.
Can you see him, Dad?
Yeah, I can see him. He's gorgeous. Not ask for somebody better. She's my best friend. To be able to see her and see Mason come out, man, that's incredible.
Isn't he perfect, Mama?
We're excited about it, and I can't wait to get home and just start the adventure with her.
I miss you too, baby, so much.
Chief Welch can't wait to be home with his wife and son in 6 weeks. And that's this week's Danger Edition. For the 1st Infantry Division, I'm Specialist Jenna Lindauer.